This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Have you ever had some kind of problem, and no matter what you tried, you couldn't get rid of it? Were you thinking, what is this? Well, for the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about how the source of many of our issues could be a demonic serpent. In the natural, serpents are masters of camouflage and could be right under your feet, and you wouldn't even know it until it bit you. It's the same with demonic serpents. They're hiding in all kinds of places in our lives, wreaking havoc on everything from our physical and mental health to our financial and spiritual giftings. What's happening to some of us right now is just like what happened to the Apostle Paul in Acts 28. He was shipwrecked on the island of Malta. It was cold, so he gathered up a bundle of sticks. But what he didn't realize was there was a deadly viper hiding inside of it. He was walking around carrying it with him. However, when he threw that bundle on the fire, the heat of the flames drove that serpent out of its hiding place. Now it bit him, but he was left totally unharmed. Right now, so many of us are carrying around deadly demonic snakes and we don't even know it. But when we get exposed to the fiery presence of God, the fire will drive them out of their hiding place, and even if they bite us, we'll be left unharmed. Did you know that after Paul was delivered of that serpent, he went on to heal all the sick people on that island? This means his anointing and his gift became even more powerful after he was delivered of that snake. That's what's going to happen to you when you get desnakeified. Your gifts are going to explode, and then you're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles like you never have before. Let's go to the teaching now so I can prove it to you.
Behold, I have given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by in any means harm you. Wow, did you hear that? This is the Great Commission, okay? This is Jesus, and he's telling us as believers what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to go out and preach the gospel to everyone in the world, to every creature, right? We're supposed to have signs following us. We're supposed to lay hands on the sick, and they will get well. We're supposed to deliver people of demons, and we're also supposed to, quote, take up serpents. That's actually in the Great Commission, but I never hear anybody talking about it. What does that mean to take up a serpent? The word take up there is the Greek word airo, and it means this, to take off or away what is attached to anything. To take off and away what is attached to anything. We're supposed to take up serpents. We're supposed to take them off of what they are attached to. Dunamis also comes in the level of fire. Fire, I like to call it dunamis on crack. That fire diffuses into your soul and it changes you. It heals you. What does it say in Malachi 3:2? It says, who can abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? He is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. So he's saying fire does what? Refine you. It acts like soap. What does soap do? Clean you up, baby. Come on, it cleans you up. Yet Jesus told us to do this. It's in the Great Commission. We are to take up serpents. We are to remove them from anything they're attached to. Amen? And when we do, we're going to become great deliverers and great healers. We're not only going to heal ourselves, but we're going to be healing other people. In fact, the greatest deliverer in the Bible, the greatest deliverer in the Bible, who delivered millions of people from captivity to the snake king, had a serpent himself. And it took the fire of God to get rid of it so that he could then become the great deliverer that the Bible says he was. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Moses. Let me show you. Moses delivered the Israelites from imprisonment in Egypt, right? Who was the king over Egypt? Pharaoh. Do you remember what was wrapped around Pharaoh's crown? It's a cobra. It was called Wadjet. You know, the Bible actually tells us what that cobra was. It's in Exodus 4 in the Amplified, and this is exactly, it says what that cobra was. It's in Exodus 4, it says that it is, hold on, the symbol of royal and divine power worn on the crown of the pharaohs. So that's what that cobra was, a symbol of royal and divine power worn on his crown. It was a ruling god in Egypt. Okay, it was also the watcher over the household of everyone in Pharaoh's household. Where did Moses grow up? Pharaoh's household. Now, did you know that if you grew up in Pharaoh's household, you had to worship all the deities? That was the rules, eh? It was very important in Egyptian society that for the Pharaoh and his family and all of the people in Egypt to be highly educated. They realized at that moment that if you wanted to have a superior country with a superior race, everyone had to be highly educated. And part of the education of everyone in Egypt, and especially the people that lived in Pharaoh's household and Pharaoh himself, was to learn how to worship the gods. And learn all about the gods. It was a huge part of their culture. So you know that Moses grew up learning how to worship the snake and many other gods in Egypt. Did you hear what I said? Moses grew up learning how to worship the snake. Do you think that might have wounded his soul? Do you think he might have picked up something in Pharaoh's household that maybe stayed with him? Because you know, he is kind of like Paul. You can carry around those suckers and not have any idea what you're carrying. I believe that Moses picked up a serpent when he was inside of Pharaoh's household. Not only just any serpent, but the one that Pharaoh was carrying. The one that represented the power and authority he had to reign and rule over Egypt. The cobra, the wadjet. That he picked it up and he was carrying it his whole life and he didn't even know it. And God called Moses. God called and commissioned Moses to go and free his people from slavery to the snake king. And before you can do that, you can't have anything in you that's in common with what you're going after. If you're going to dethrone the snake king, you better not have any snakes in you. So that's why God, the very first encounter that Moses had with God was on the mountain in the fiery bush that did not burn. Think about it. Come on, really, think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. God, what do you think God picks like as just, oh, I think I've got a hat full of signs. And I just pick out, you know, what everyone today, oh, yes, I'll part the sea. Oh, today, this sign tomorrow will be, oh, a pillar of cloud. Okay, this sign, I'll manifest myself as rain. Okay, no, he doesn't do that. He manifests as specific signs and wonders in each situation for a particular reason. Have you ever wondered why? Why did he decide to manifest himself to Moses on that mountain as a fiery presence, the fiery presence of God, the bush that was on fire that did not burn? Maybe it's because Moses needed to have everything in his soul that he had in common with the snake king healed and then drive that serpent out of hiding. Let's look at it. Exodus 3. Now Moses, he kept, this is us. This is us. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back or west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And Moses looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, yet was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight and why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And God says, Do not come near. Put your shoes off your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground. So here's the Lord. He's having a fiery, he chose specifically to manifest himself as fire in his very first meeting with Moses, okay? And then the Lord goes on to commission Moses. He say, I want you to come. I've seen the affliction of my people in Egypt. I've heard their cries. I want to deliver them from their taskmasters and their oppressor, from their sufferings and their trials. And now I've called you. I'm going to bring them into a land filled with milk and honey. And I want you now to come, because I'm going to send you, Moses, to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. So God appears to Moses for the very first time as fire, and then he commissions him to go against the snake king, Pharaoh, and get his people out of captivity in Egypt. And here's how Moses responds to that call. Exodus 4, he says, but behold, they will not believe me, or listen to me, or obey my voice, for they will say, the Lord has not appeared to you. And the Lord says this. The Lord responds to his doubt. He goes, look, they're not going to believe me. Why are you sending me? Nobody's going to listen to me. And the Lord doesn't even hear anything he says. Instead, the Lord says this weird question to him. He says this. And the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He says, a rod. Do you think God didn't know what's in Moses' hand? Why is he asking Moses, what's in your hand? Because he wants to know if Moses knows what he's really been carrying around all those years. Moses thinks it's a shepherd's rod. He goes, it's a rod. But God says, let me show you what it really is as my fiery presence drives it out of its hiding place. He says, cast it down on the ground. And he did so, and it became a, quote, symbol of the royal and divine power worn on the crown of the pharaohs. He said, oh, my God. He was like Paul. He'd been carrying around that poisonous viper, and he didn't know it. He picked it up in Pharaoh's palace. And all those years, it had been disguising itself as a shepherd's rod. That's what he thought he was carrying around. That's why God asked him, what's that in your hand? God knew exactly what it was. It was Moses that didn't know what it was. That's why he said, cast it down. Let me show you what it really is. And then the Bible says what it really is. This is a quote I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, it became a serpent, the symbol of royal and divine power worn on the crown of the pharaohs. It became what it really was. He was like, Paul, I've been carrying around, dun, 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 not knowing what he was really carrying around all those years. And you see, God had to have this moment. God had to get that serpent off of him before he could go and take down Pharaoh. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why he... That's why he picked fire. That's why God manifested his fire that day, not because he pulled a sign or a wonder out of a hat, because fire burns up the chaff in your soul, and fire drives the serpent out of hiding so you can see it. That's what the fire did that day for Moses. It kept burning. Remember, the bush didn't burn up. It was not like a flame started and then extinguished. The fire kept burning that whole time Moses is standing in the presence of that fire. And it's doing what it did on the day of Pentecost. It came, that fire, dunamis fire, and it diffused into his soul. It diffused his soul. It separated the chaff from the wheat, and it burned up the chaff with unquenchable fire. It healed him in his soul. How do I know that? How do I know that? Because then God tells him this, look, look. And it drove that snake out of hiding. Now, how do I know it healed in his soul? Because God says, okay, now pick it up by the tail. Hello? Anybody who knows anything about snakes knows you do not pick up a snake by the tail. Because if you do, it will swing around and bite you. But now God says, no, okay, now, hey. Now pick that serpent up by the tail. And Moses does, and it turns into the real rod. But you see, you know why he did that? Because he had been so healed in his soul by the fire that now he had total dominion over the snake. And it turned into the rod of power. Now it's the rod of power, you see. The rod that when he struck the Nile, the source of all vegetation and fruitness and fish and everything for the Egyptians, it turned into blood. The rod of power that used to be a snake, but now is the rod of power that called down the plagues upon the Egyptian gods. The rod of power that would part the Red Sea so the Israelite people could escape their slavery to the snake king. The rod of power that struck the rock and water came out. You see, you're carrying around what you think is a shepherd's rod that you're using to help the sheep along. But it may be that it's really a snake. It's hiding. And that's why you haven't seen the miracles break out. That's why you haven't seen the blessings break out. That's why you haven't seen the fruit break out. Because which the anointing you thought you were carrying. The enemy put a snake in your gift bag. But when you get healed by the fire and all that chaff gets burned up that's allowing that serpent to be here and it drives that snake out of hiding, then you're going to part your Red Sea and you're going to escape your slavery. Okay, you're going to hit the rock and water's going to come out and it's going to feed you. All right, you're going to call down plagues on your enemies and they're going to be defeated. Did you hear it? Said, you know, I had a dream. I had a dream that I was carrying around a bag of gifts. You know, God gives us gifts, right? Gifts of prophecy, gifts of healing, gifts of faith, gifts of miracle working, gifts of tongues. Well, I was carrying around my bag of gifts, right? And all of a sudden, I heard this rattling, loud noise. Now, I've been soaking in fire, right? I've been decreeing. I've been getting the chaff burned up. I got the fire driving snakes out of hiding, okay? And I heard this rattling and this rustling. I go, what is it? And I put it up, and all of a sudden, in my spirit, in the dream, I knew. I said, it's a snake. Everybody stand back. And we stood back, and this big, big bull snake came out of the bag. It even had horns attached to its body. And then it slithered away. You see, you know what a bull snake is? It's a constrictor. You know what a constrictor is? A constrictor constricts things, prevents things from growing, puts a limit on things. You see, we're carrying around snakes in our bag, in our gift bag. And it's constricting the ability for signs, wonders, and miracles. It's stopping them down. It's just like Moses. He could not be released by God to go and work his gifts until that snake came out of his gift bag. Once his shepherd's rod turned into the rod of power, then he was released. But that happened after he was delivered of the snake by the fire of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you?
When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus Fire Soak CD. With your gift of $58 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us, and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Before we go into the activation, there are two things we're going to focus on as we receive the fire of God into our souls. First, we're going to believe that the fire is going to burn up all the chaff in us that would cause us to be carrying around a serpent that's in common with Pharaoh, the snake king. Once that happens, like Moses, we can deliver God's people from bondage to slavery in Egypt. Second, we're going to believe that God is going to burn up everything inside of us that's allowing snakes to interfere with our spiritual gifts. We want to have the real rod of power, not a serpent disguised as a shepherd's rod. So let's head back to the conference and join into this powerful healing activation.
Father, I thank you. I thank you that this room is full of your angels, which are ministering spirits, spirits that minister in flames of fire. That your word, you said in Jeremiah 23, that your word, is it not like fire, like a hammer that breaks rock to pieces? I decree as the word has gone forth, fire has been released. As the word has gone forth, the ministers of fire, your fiery angels, have gone to work because the Bible says that they heed the word of the Lord. And they're able to go anywhere, even into our television audience, and help them. That ministering angels are heeding to your word as I've spoken your word. And they've gone to release fire into this auditorium, fire into the homes of people that are watching this broadcast. And that as I speak the word, it says, is not my word like a fire? Jeremiah 23, and like a hammer that breaks rocks in pieces, that as I've been releasing the word, it is fire, and it's breaking the rocks in pieces. It's removing the chaff in the name of Jesus. I decree right now, fire is diffusing in your soul. Say it with me, say fire. It's dunamis. I'm excellent soul. That fire is diffusing into my soul. It's burning up the chaff inside me. Jesus is baptizing me with a whole new level of fire inside and outside. He's separating the chaff from the wheat and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. I decree everything in me is being coated by the blood of Jesus and the fiery presence of God. Is not my fire a refiner's fire? It's like Fuller's soap. It leaves neither root nor branch. Now just start decreeing that over you right now. Start decreeing that over you right now. Put your hand on your belly. Say right now, burn. Burn, burn inside of me fire. Burn inside of me fire of God. Burn inside of me fire of God. Come right now. Leave neither root nor branch. Right now, burn, burn. Diffuse into my soul, fire of God. Dunamis fire, burn. Diffuse into my soul right now. Diffuse into my mind. Diffuse into my emotions. Diffuse into my will. Burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. It's unquenchable fire. Unquenchable fire going right now into the soul realm. We receive your fire right now. 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 Can I have Susan up here? We receive your fire right now, the whole team up here. In the name of Jesus now. In the name of Jesus now. In the name of Jesus now. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Wow, did you feel that? Now let's continue this activation. You know, the Bible is full of people doing prophetic acts, and that's what we're gonna do right now to remove these snakes. You're gonna pull them off of you because Jesus told us to take up serpents as part of the Great Commission. Pharaoh wore a crown with a serpent on it, which was a symbol of his royal power to rule over Egypt. I believe that fire has healed your soul and driven that serpent out of hiding so you can get rid of it. So when I say 1, 2, 3, I want you to reach up to the front of your head and grab that serpent and unwind it. Then throw it into the abyss to burn and never return. So let's do it together. You ready? 1, 2, 3, reach up and grab it. Okay, now unwind it from your head. Now throw it and say, burn and don't return. Say it one more time. Burn and don't return. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's get rid of those snakes that are in your gift bag. I believe the fire has healed your soul and driven them out of hiding. So I want you to prophetically grab your rod of power in your hand now. Now let's speak to it together. Just say this. If you're really a snake disguising yourself as my shepherd's rod, I command you to transform into my rod of power now in the fiery presence of the Lord in Jesus' name. Okay, now throw your rod down like what God told Moses to do. Now speak to it again. Say, I command you to burn in the fiery presence of God. I command you to transform from a serpent into my anointed shepherd's rod. Now pick up your rod again, hold it in your hand, and as I say these decrees over you, receive them in Jesus' name. I decree that you're going to use your rod of power to call down plagues on Egypt, free yourself and others from slavery, part the Red Sea so you and your people can escape your enemies, and bring water out of a rock in the middle of your desert places. In Jesus' name, I decree these things over you. Amen. When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus Fire Soak CD. With your gift of $58 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
If you sensed a breakthrough during the activation today, I want to hear from you. Please find us on Facebook and share your story. We've created these shows to help you in your quest for healing. Understanding the fire of God is another tool for you to use to get your breakthrough. And the fire is all about Jesus, because the Bible says that he is the one that baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and unquenchable fire. It's always about Jesus, isn't it? See you next week.